All right. Well, you know, watch the tape. Good meetings with our players today. Good thing is we got to watch the tape this week. Better than last week not watching it. But a lot of good things. A lot of good things out there. And really proud of the guys that stepped up. You know, guys that maybe aren't have been accustomed to being in significant roles, playtime-wise. You got Zach stepping up. You've got Salah stepping in, and just, you know, guys. You know, we even had at the end we had Ricky Sapp and Troy Davis rushing the passer with game on the line. You know, some young guys you haven't really even seen out there. So it was, you know, it was a team effort, and really happy with obviously the way we played, and it was more the style we played than anything else, and I think it was just, you know, guys laid it on the line, and it was pretty obvious. We played smart, communication was good, you know, so that was, those were all positive things. I think the play at from Gino, I really like what he did, and I felt this way, and after the game I talked about, you know, the play he made setting up that field goal. I mean, that's a huge play. And, you know, you come away with points instead of having to punt the football. That was just a heads-up, smart play by him. And I thought he played that way the whole game. You know, not forcing the issue. The one ball that he forced, that's about it. So, you know, I saw that on tape. I thought our offensive line did a good job, handled a lot of different looks from their defense. And I thought we played well as a unit. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Thanks for getting Kellen back this week. It's good to get him back going into a bye so he can kind of work back into shape. I know he won't be able to be with the team. But.
Yeah, he won't be. I mean, you know, no, our team's going on the bye week. So, you know, we're not staying here for him. No, just kidding. But it's how cutthroat would that be? Like, sorry, kid. You just go out there and run all the routes you want. But, yeah, we'll see. You know, it is good to get him back.
Rex, the Curly injury looks kind of nasty. What do you got on that? I mean, how long is he going to be out for?
I'm not real sure, you know. And I'm not just saying the patent line because I don't know, you know, right now. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I know he's going through a bunch of different tests and everything else right now.
How concerned are you that it's a long-term injury?
Well, I'm concerned that, you know, with all the injuries, I'm not sure. I don't know the extent of it to know if it's a long-term, short-term. But, you know, I'm like you guys. I mean, it looked ugly. There's no question about that.
Rex, I know it's been talked about a lot the last couple of years, but do you think you guys are starting to get your swagger back?
I don't know. I never knew, really knew what that word meant, but it's...
That's part of it.
Yeah. The last part, let him tell you if we're getting it back. But, you know, I mean, our guys, you know, our guys love coming in the building. And, you know, they like everything about it. They like the preparation. They focus. And we just, you know, the big thing for us is now we got to be consistent. And it's, you know, we can't have the up and downs if we want to get to where we want to get to. So I think that's the next real challenge for our team.
Rex, it seemed like Deed responded pretty well this week. Can you talk a little bit about that process?
Well, you see it on the practice field. Those clearly were his best practices. And then he took it to the game. And I thought he had an outstanding game. You know, the one ball, I think he was a little surprised that Bree shot it out there. You know, I had great coverage. Kind of lulled asleep, looked back like, oh, then the guy gained separation from him and almost made an unbelievable catch. So I think that kind of surprised. But other than that, I mean, what a game he had. And that was it was good to see. But it wasn't just him. I think it's even collectively, you know, with the corners, with Kyle and with Crow, you know, outside of Crow, you know, falling down on that play, you know, I thought all of them played well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about D because he's a first-round draft pick. How difficult is it to come in that kind of profile, that position, you know, where you're, you know, expected to start right away? You know, does that position make it more difficult for a rookie than say Sheldon's situation, for example?
Well, I think the big difference was Sheldon had the opportunity to go through mini camps and training camps and everything else, where D really never got to play a whole lot. I mean, he missed all the mini camps, played sparingly through training camp, and was kind of just, you know, here he is, you know, and popped out there. So it's on-the-job training, but that's really where it is. So I don't think he had the benefit, of like where Sheldon was here the whole time. Regardless of the position, I think it's, having those, missing those reps in mini camp and training camp probably puts you behind a little.
Is there some element of, with Sheldon that he's been doing this for a few years rather than be a rookie? It just seems to us sometimes that it's going to blend you right in.
Yeah, high motor and rare to have a guy with that kind of athleticism. I mean, he's never off his feet. It's, unless he's making a tackle, I remember seeing a guy like Leroy Selman. That was it. The only time he's ever on the ground is when he's making a tackle. Now, I'm not saying he's Leroy Selman, but that would be nice.
Right. So the consensus outside the building is that in 9 games you guys have overachieved. I don't know if you necessarily believe that, but you've gotten a lot of praise for the job that you've done through 9 games. In your opinion, to this point, do you think you've earned the right to be the coach beyond this season?
No, I don't. Our job's incomplete. Like we're not, we have a long way to go. We have 7 games left in regular season, and again, I've always said it's never about me. It's about who we play next and getting the team ready to go. And I'm no different than any other coach in the league. That's your charge each week.
How would you assess the way that your staff has done?
I love the way the staff's done. I mean, I just absolutely love it. I think, and I mentioned it before, I think Marty, when you look at, I don't know how many offensive coordinators have done a better job than Marty Morningwick. Faced with different challenges each week, and here he comes, and he's done a great job. And the thing I love about it, I mean, leans on the guys. We lean on our staff. It's not just Marty, but it's Devlin, it's Ron Heller, it's David Lee. It's obviously Anthony Lynn's got a huge, input. I love the way Sanjay, he brings them all in. Very similar to what Dennis Thurman, the group there with Dunbar and Brian, all the guys. And to me, that's what you see. And you feel it, the whole staff. Like this staff is close. And I think that's where I think your team feeds off of that. When they know now here's a word, synergy, and I hope it makes sense. I'm going to give it a shot. But the synergy of the coaches, it kind of feeds into the players, and they sense it, they feel it, and now it just kind of spreads, and you're all like this, and you're all pulling the rope the same direction. We all want the same thing, and that's to win, and we go about it every week.
Players for hiring Marty, then?
What's that?
Should you get credit for hiring Marty?
Hey, okay, that sounds good.
Players complimented you before that they want to play hard for you. Do you feel like you have that quality about you? I mean, is that always, it seems like maybe it's trickled down from your dad down,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the one thing I'll say is I'm just going to be me. I don't try to be my dad. I don't try to be, certainly not my brother. whoever, you just go out and you're yourself. And I guess I've been blessed with some traits that are good, whatever it is. But I know one thing, like as a coach, I don't want to let them down. So I don't want to let our players down. And I sense that from all our coaches as well. Like we're not trying to let, they're going to get the best we have as coaches, and our players, I know, give us the best, and they give it for each other. And coaches, I'm not sure. But I think it feels like, we're competing in this thing together, and that's the only way that this team can be successful.
Rex, what happened last night with Gary Kubiak? Obviously, you're aware of the stresses that the job can kind of put on you.
Not really.
How aware do you think coaches are now about the stress of the position? How important important it is. And let's say Gary didn't take care of him, but just, right. Physically take care of yourself and watch out for yourself.
I think, some of it's guys handle things differently and stuff. I certainly understand that. But one of the reasons, I have that lap band is because, I want to be around to see, my kids grow up and their kids. And so I think, you're conscious of it. I don't think as a coach you realize, we just think it's normal. These are normal hours, normal pressures and all that. But maybe in the bigger picture, maybe it's a little more than that.
Rex, can you describe Gino's mentality? You think that led to win against Saints and Patriots, toughest team?
Oh yeah, I think he's. I think Gino's a tough guy. He's focused. He just wants to win, and that's what makes him just like everybody else. I think it's just. It's not about stats. It's not about anything else. It's just, hey, let's find a way to win. And we only threw it, I don't know how many times. These guys will know, but it's about 18, 19 times. 19 times. Or we have to throw it 30 times or whatever. But it's doesn't matter. We just try to find a way to win. But I do love his mentality, and he can bounce back. If he makes a poor play, he's going to bounce back and try and try to do better, and that's what he does. He's a calm guy. You don't know if I'll never forget. We get in. We had a big win against New England. He's like, oh, okay. You never know he played a game. You're thinking he's getting ready to go play a game. So I think that's he never gets too high, too low. He just he's a confident young man. So I think that's always good.
Has he shown that he can be the quarterback of his team for years to come?
I'm just looking at a week-to-week thing, and we play bye week this week, and he'll be our guy.
Rex, yesterday. We'll do a couple more. We'll do three. Bye, play.
Yesterday, when you were talking about how this team is not about individuals, it's about the collective effort, you did say, we might have the best defensive player in the league on this team. I assume that's Mo.
I don't know. I never said that. I don't know. He's pretty good, but see, I'm not supposed to say that.
What's his contract?
Exactly. He's decent. He's got some positive stuff to him. I slipped that one out.
What is your overall assessment of
him? He's a heck of a football player. There's no question about that. Consistent. He play the run, pass, smart. You see it all from him. There's no question.
Rex, I'm sure you've heard about what's going on with the Dolphins. As a head coach, locker room is kind of the player's domain. Rookie hazing happens and things like that. But how do you monitor things like that? How do you make sure things don't get out of control in that area with your players?
Well, again, I just think it starts, everything, for us. I can't comment on Miami specifically. Right. But, for us, we always talk about respect. Everybody's different. And I say it all the time. Every team, you've got married guys, you got single guys, you got good-looking guys. We mostly have ugly guys. But it doesn't matter. Different religious beliefs, different, everybody's different. You got 53 guys in there, and every one of them's different. But the thing that binds you together is respect for each other. And I think that's something that we certainly strive for.
Just curious, you asked about your long-term future here and stuff like that. Well, part of what makes you tick is when people count you out personally or your team. And we've seen it with the Jets, that when people think they're not going to do well, that's when you guys respond against the Patriots, the Falcons, yesterday. Just curious how much... There's got to be something in you that feels like, yeah, I'm validating, what I set out to do here.
No, I think, I don't think that way. I don't know if it's just if that's a normal way of thinking or not. I don't know. To me, it's just like, what's the challenge in front of you? And that's it. And, when I told you guys, you know, this year when I came back, that I'm just treating it like it's a new beginning. Like, that's how I've treated this from day one. And, like, it's just full speed ahead. I'm not looking down the road. I'm looking what's right in front of me. Like, this is what we have to get done. And as a coach, that's how you approach it. And it's not just me. It's you know, there's other guys, too. They're, you know, obviously, you know, one-year contracts or whatever. I mean, hell, we're right here. This is our focus. It doesn't matter about all the other stuff. And I think, obviously, if we're thinking about other things other than getting this team prepared, that's not appropriate.
All right, last question from we have Rich. And, yeah. All right, Rick,
just going back to Brian's question a second. Do you or have you gone ahead and spoken to the team at all about, like, what the line is in terms of, like, what, you know, guys might do to younger players as part of, like, a traditional sort of rite of passage, sort of straddling that line between what's accepted and what might not be? I mean, is that something that you have done or
never felt the need to do?
I've
never felt the need to do it. I think my thing has always been we lay it out there from day one and recognize the differences. You know, everybody's different. You know, every single person's different. Nobody's perfect. I mean, there's no doubt nobody's perfect. But it's about respect. And you may be sitting, you know, right next locker room, right next to a guy that is completely different than you. He may look completely different than you. He may, you know, like I say, have a different political views, different religious beliefs, whatever it is. But we got to respect each other. It might not be your beliefs, but you got to respect him for his and understand that we're all different. But part of the beauty of this game is it brings, you know, it unites you all for a common purpose. And no matter where you get guys from, north, south, whatever, you know, you come in for that common purpose. Because you can't accomplish anything in this league unless you are together. And that's my opinion.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Go stay tight.